Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Hey Sanguine. Today, let's talk about a wonderful virtue, discipline. A life-changing skill, great leader's anthem. Discipline is the foundation of all virtues that lead to good. Likewise, thoughts is the foundation of all actions that lead to our objective. As Napoleon Hill once said, self-discipline begins with the mastery of your thoughts. If you don't control what you think, you can't control what you do. Discipline brings us an awareness about actions of today and tomorrow's consequences. There are laser light which cuts wood, while there are white light that can't even pass through wood. The similarity is both are light, but the difference in laser is that they are monochromatic, coherent, and directional in nature. Likewise, the situation is same. Whether you perceive it as a problem or an opportunity is the difference. Everything I spoke until now would have created a spark in you, which is just an illusion. Just like you can't drink water from a mirage, you can't cook food from a spark. So let's get into some mind science. Discipline is influenced by 100% internal factors and 0% external factors. It is the ability to choose that routine even though you have 101 excuses to tell. Discipline does not give instant gratification. Dopamine secretion takes time until you are used to it. You don't find the urge to be disciplined again and again because there is no adrenaline rush. Though we know discipline is a great virtue, our mind is not convinced what to do. It's not convinced because you are still at your conscious level. You must know that subconscious mind dictates your behavior 90% of the time. So discipline is tough at the conscious level and easy when you take it to the subconscious level. Here are a few techniques that can help us to keep going. Number one, prep your mind. On a conscious level, your brain waves are hyperactive, which are in constant motion and contains waves of all frequencies. A good relaxation and calmness is required to connect with the subconscious mind. So avoid any distractions that stresses you or makes you think a lot. And practice techniques like breathing and meditation to calm and connect yourself. Picturize in mind. Once you feel fully calmed and connected, use affirmation techniques where you make positive statements and repeat to yourself to gain self-confidence and self-belief. Simultaneously, visualize as it's really happening and enjoy the moment. Third, present it everywhere. In all tasks you do, in all words you speak, in all plans you put, exhibit discipline. It can be a small act, but when you present the virtue everywhere, the impact would be big. If you are taking discipline seriously, then commit to 21 days, focus on performing discipline consistently for 21 days, track your progress and stay motivated. After completion, extend it to 90 days. By the end of 90 days, discipline will feel like a natural part of your daily routine and you will love it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. This is Kartika Madhyalagan signing off. Catch you up in another episode.